Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Surviving in a Stereotypical Desi Household, the podcast where I try to improve, and most importantly, attempt the impossible, impressing my Desi parents. This is a show where praise is mythical, disappointment is guaranteed, and everything in life is either not enough or why not IV? Today's episode is called Growing Up Desi, where approval is on back order. Because if you grew up Desi, you already know emotions are rationed, affection is subtle, and success is, well, negotiable. You think you need therapy? You know you don't. You just need your dad to say he's proud of you once in your life. Which brings me to my father, a man who has mastered the ancient art of never looking impressed. Never. One achievement? Okay. Two achievements, okay. Cure cancer? He'd probably say, good, but what about job stability? Let's rewind a little bit, because this didn't start in college or high school. My dad has been training for years. In elementary school, I loved singing. I joined the choir because in my head, that was my future. Disney special, spotlights, fans screaming my name. We had our little choir concert. I came home hyped, chest out. Certificate in hand, I tell him, Dad, I performed. He looks at me and goes, That's it? Just a, Like he was just reviewing a stock price, not his son's musical debut. Next year, guess who wasn't in choir? Then came middle school. I said, all right, singing isn't it. Let me try instruments. I picked up the violin, which already was a big mistake. Because the violin requires skill, practice, and emotional support. I had one of those three. Yes, that's how exactly I sound. And my dad? Man laughed like I was performing stand-up, not hot crust buns. Every time I practiced, he'd walk by like, is that a violin okay? Does it need medicine? I hated how he never said I was improving. He just laughed passionately. To this day, if anyone even hums hot crust buns, I get PTSD. Then came high school. Everyone was getting their first jobs. My friends were making money at Starbucks, Chipotle, local stores. Me? My dad shut that down immediately. No fast foods for you. No grocery. No mall. Waste of time. In his mind, the only acceptable first job is CEO. He genuinely believes that if your job doesn't come with health insurance and a retirement plan, it's not a job. Then SATs came. The exam that Desi parents treat like World Cup and Olympics combined. I studied, stressed, and went through all of it, and I got a 1560. I came home, handed him my score, and like it's the Holy Grail. He looks at it, and then gives it to me. The nod. Just a nod. A simple, good job, that's your job. That's it? No hug? No, I'm proud of you? Just, you did what you're supposed to do? I'm standing like, sir, the College Board themselves are impressed. You can be too, but here's where it gets interesting. Later on, I'm half asleep on the couch. He thinks I'm not listening. His friends called, and suddenly this man transforms. He's on the phone like, yes, yes, my son got a 1560 on the SAT. Very disciplined. He's bragging?
Oh my God!
Full proud dad mode. Talking about my accomplishments like he's reading my LinkedIn profile out loud. I'm lying there like, so you are proud. You just outsource the feedback to your friends. Then came college decisions. I got into Rutgers with a scholarship. I tell my dad, he gives me the same nod. a congratulations, but nothing huge. And then, of course, you know, if you didn't goof around, you could have gotten into an IV. Yes. The classic Daisy dad combo. One part praise, three part disappointment that stuck with me. So a year later, I applied to transfer. Part of it was for me, but a big part of it, that chase to finally make him proud. And I got into NYU. For the first time, he cried. Just for a moment, that wall cracked. And then he saw the price tag.
Money, 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 money.
And then we both uncried real fast. We looked at tuition, looked at each other, and silently agreed, never mind. Back to the nod. Back to could have done more. Back to not enough. It's this impossible idea in his head of what enough looks like. Fast forward to literally a week ago, we're in this class and I get an email, Microsoft internship. This is life-changing news, the kind of things movies are made about, the kind of things they see parents scream about. I go home like, Dad, I have big news. He looks up at me and I tell him, I got into Microsoft. And he says, congrats. That's it. No excitement. No hug. No fireworks. Just a calm congrats. Like I told him I bought toothpaste. I asked, are you proud of me? And he said, this is the easy part. Now get the return offer. Then full time. Then earn more than me. Then I'll be happy. Earn more than him. Not passion. Not skill. Just GDP. But the real hypocrisy was when my girlfriend told him about her internship. He responded with, wow, that's really good. I'm proud of you. And I sit there.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Of course, this man who compares me to everyone. My friend gets a 1600. See, look at him. Uncle's son gets an internship. You should be like him. Someone he met once at a wedding gets a promotion. Why not you? Meanwhile, I'm like, sir, I don't even know that person. Here's a part I didn't understand until recently. He may never say I'm proud of you. He may never clap or celebrate my wins the way I want it. But behind my back, he brags. He tells his friends, relatives, people who didn't ask, he acts like I'm the CEO of the world when I'm not in the room. And maybe that is his love language. Silent in front of me, loud everywhere else. Maybe he's scared that if he celebrates too early, I'll get comfortable. I'll slow down. I won't reach the stability he never had. So instead, I get nods. I get silence. I get bigger expectations every year. And weirdly, that longing to finally hear, I'm proud of you, is what's been pushing me forward. So, no, my dad doesn't cheer when I succeed. He doesn't cry unless NYU tuition is involved. He doesn't say I'm proud of you, at least not to my face, but I know he feels it. I know he cares. I know every critique comes from fear, not disappointment. Still, next semester, I'm trying something new. I'm going to walk up to him and say, Dad, I finally figured out my major 2 years later into college. He'll be like, what? And I'll say, I'm majoring in professional stability with a minor in making you proud. Maybe then I'll finally get more than a nod.
Thanks for listening to Surviving in a Stereotypical DC Household. I'll see you next time. Until then, keep your parents proud and take care and good night.